So I can remember it like it was yesterday. I was in a friend's borrowed car driving up I-95 north with nowhere to go, just driving, crying, having just had my business seized by the IRS and thinking, where do I go from here? How am I going to tell this? How am I going to tell my mother what happened? How am I going to face my friends after this incredible, humiliating failure? Where does my life go from here? It was one of the lowest moments of my life, and also one of my greatest prosperity gifts. Hey guys, it's Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Hey guys, Randy back with another episode of the show. I've got the laptop on for you lovely people in YouTube land, and you look marvelous today, I must say. So let's go back to that story, that just horrific story of just humiliation for me, and anxiety, and just felt like my entire life was collapsing all around me, which in a sense it really was. So I lost my identity as an entrepreneur. I lost my identity as somebody who had created some degree of success. I had lost my confidence. I had lost my self-esteem. And some of you know the story, right? I was like $55,000 in debt. And back then, that would be like being $200 million in debt today. I mean, my earning level and my assets, I lost everything. I had to sell all the furniture. I didn't have a car. I didn't have credit. I didn't have a job. I mean, it was just horrific. And today I am so grateful that that happened. Today I can recognize that was such a magnificent, blessed gift of prosperity for me, because it took me out of the restaurant business. It took me out of working 100 hours a week in a sweaty, greasy pit, you know, just a miserable existence. With no personal life, no personal growth, self-development, no spiritual nourishment. I was just I had been so tired of being poor that I had turned into this workaholic, and I tried to become an entrepreneur, and it was too early in my career. I didn't have enough money to open a business, yet I did it anyway. And being so undercapitalized, I had that result that I told you. But that got me rethinking my life. And then I took some courses at the community college. I decided I had always wanted to be a writer. So I started writing. I started taking writing courses, and I became a freelance writer and started submitting articles and places were paying me for my work. And it led me on this whole journey. And here I am now, 14 best-selling books later, translated into 27 or 28 different languages, and becoming a professional speaker, and now being in the Speaking Hall of Fame, and building a huge direct marketing business in 50 countries around the world. And everything based out of that failure. And it's funny, I was thinking about it, and I almost said, and that was the greatest prosperity gift I ever had. But that's not true. It's the third greatest prosperity gift I ever had. And the second greatest prosperity gift I ever had occurred in 2006, when I was sitting in my doctor's office, and he said, Randy, the news is not good. You have come back HIV positive. And back in 2006, it wasn't an automatic death sentence. We had progressed in the treatment some, but it was when you got that diagnosis in 2006, you immediately did what I did, which is, okay, let me update my will. Let me make sure my affairs are in order. Let's see, I don't know how much time I have left, and I really need to make the most of it. And I say that is only the second greatest blessing I've ever received for prosperity, because the first one happened years before that. And that's when I was shot in a robbery back in the cocaine cowboy days of Miami and left for dead in a pool of blood on the street and rushed to the hospital. They had to put one of those pressure suits on me, because my heart was stopping. They didn't think I was going to live through the operation. And then I had just this horrific time afterward, and for years of repercussions from the gunshot and the surgery and the stuff they had done during the surgery. But let me tell you, that was truly the greatest gift of my life, because it caused me to appreciate life. And I felt like the diagnosis in 2006 was a great reminder of that. And it kind of anchored that again and got me to revert back to a little more gratitude than I had. But I can tell you, since that gunshot, that night of that gunshot, I never take a sunset for granted. I never take a sunrise for granted. I always stop and smell the flowers. I always find, I savor the moment. And why I'm telling you all this, of course, is I want you to be thinking about your own life. I want you to be thinking about your own challenges, the greatest obstacles, challenges, bad diagnosis, horrific relationship breakups, abuse, addiction, any of the things that you have faced and are still facing in your life. Because I think a lot of people would be surprised that I got to be with my grandfather when he died. I got to hold his hand. I got to tell him I loved him. And he got to say he loved me. And that was such a break. This is not a man who said that. And it was just a beautiful moment, because the last words he heard on this earth from me were, "I love you." The last words my grandmother heard from me were, "I love you." My great aunt, who died at like 86 and who had been in hospice, and I was doing a speech in Hawaii, and I got a call and they said, "She's not going to make it. Just letting you know." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm on a plane. I'm going to be there." They're like, "Don't waste your time. There's only minutes, hours, perhaps." And I'm like, "No, you tell her I'm coming and I wait for me." And I got on that plane and she waited for me. She was on the morphine drip and all of that. But when she saw me, her eyes widened, and I knew she knew I was there. And I got to kiss her on the forehead and tell her I loved her. And that was her, the last word she heard from me before she made her transition. And you say, why aren't those the greatest gifts? Why not? Because, what about the people I still get to spend time with? My mother, who is still alive, my sister, the other people I love and care for. Why isn't the fact that I still can spend the moments with them the greatest gift? Or the fact that I went from being so poor to being so wealthy and becoming so successful, or, in my sports stuff as a softball player, winning World Series rings and silver medals and a gold medal. Why are none of those things the greatest gift for me in my perspective? Is because those tragedies are the greatest gift, because they allowed me to truly appreciate, to truly experience those amazing, loving, beautiful, prosperous moments that I get to do each and every moment of each and every day. So that's your homework for this week. I know we can fall prey to victimhood. We can think about how do these horrific setbacks and obstacles and challenges keep coming into my life. But it's time to reframe that. It's time to, like last week, we talked about releasing the blame. It's the same in this. I think we can repurpose our perspective and look at these challenges. And I know how horrible it is when you're going through them. Trust me, I know. But just know that on the other side is where the light is. It's where the magic is. It's where the blessing is. And let's use those setbacks for our comebacks. Let's use those challenges for the chance to become the highest possible version of ourselves and use them so that we truly can experience and appreciate the many other blessings we get in our life. All right, go on, have an amazing day. Love you guys. Peace. Thanks so much for listening. Do me a favor, please, and practice the circulation law of prosperity by telling your friends about the Power Prosperity Podcast. Please like it, rate it, and share. Peace.